This is Digital Story Podcast number 732, March 31st, 2020. Today's theme is Surviving April and Understanding the Stimulus Package. I'm Derek Story. Two major headlines in the last week. First, the federal stimulus package was approved by Congress and signed by President Trump, and social distancing was extended by the president through April here in the United States. So it's time for us to dig in and make the best decisions possible. This week, I'll cover the qualifications for the individual stimulus checks and the programs that are available through the U.S. Small Business Administration. Together, let's get ready for the next 30 days. So I have lots to cover this week, and first of all, I want to apologize to folks that are outside the U.S. right now. Usually I don't do such a U.S.-centric podcast, but there's so much going on, and there are things that I really feel like I need to cover. So I hope you bear with me and learn a little bit about what's going on here. Now, the reason why I want to talk about this is twofold. First of all, I think it's important that folks understand who's eligible for the stimulus package and who isn't, and then talk a little bit about, you know, why this is happening and, you know, what the money is for. You know, the thing that we want to do through April, April is going to be a difficult month here in the U.S. in terms of the coronavirus. We're going to see the healthcare system get hit harder in many places where it hasn't been hitting it that hard to this point, but that's going to change. Also, those of us that are feeling well right now, there's a chance that we may be called upon to help, you know, someone in our family, to help a friend, someone who does become ill, understanding that, you know, if they get a severe case with this virus, that they could be down 2 to 3 weeks, and they're not going to be able to go into the healthcare system unless they show certain symptoms. So they're going to have to be cared for at home, you know, with a doctor's supervision. And that means that folks, even if they have some income right now, may have to drop everything in order to help someone else. We're in that kind of situation right now. This money that's coming from the federal government here in the U.S. is designed to help us keep going during this difficult time. And it's coming in a number of different ways. The two ways I'm going to talk about today are the individual stimulus checks that should go to almost everyone, and then what are some of the opportunities through the Small Business Administration for small business owners and individual folks running a business, okay? I want to start with the individual checks. So the $2.2 trillion Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, and it's referred to as CARES, was signed into law by President Trump on Friday, March 27th, 2020. It provides for an individual $1,200 check or a $2,400 check for married couples, except for the following situations. And that's really what I wanted to cover today, so you know exactly where you stand with this. So these individuals that I list right now, according to CBS News, and I check this in a couple different places, but I'm going to cite CBS News right now because that is my main source for this particular section of the podcast. These are the folks that will not get a stimulus check, and I think, you know, we need to cover that so they know. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 7 categories here. All righty, we're going to start out children who are 17 or 18 years old. These are folks that will not receive a check. Many college students between the ages of 19 to 23. Adults who can be claimed as dependents. Non-resident aliens, in other words, those without a green card. Estates, individuals who earn more than $99,000, or married couples earning more than $198,000. And there's a little bit more information about that that I'll cover in just a second. And then people who haven't filed 2018 and 2019 tax returns. Okay, so let's tackle the higher income folks in estates because I think this is a key component, and you could be on one side or the other of this bubble. So, you know, the idea of the stimulus package is to help, you know, low and moderate income families. That's the point right there. So for individual people, they will get a $1,200 check if their adjusted gross income is less than $75,000 a year. Married households will receive $2,400 if their adjusted gross income is less than $150,000 a year. Now, you can look that up if you've filed 2018 or 2019 on line 7 of the Form 1040. Okay, that's where it'll show you. And if you need more information, you can go to irs.gov, all right? But it's line 7 will show you your adjusted gross income for the year. So if you're an individual and it's less than $75,000, or for married couples, if it's less than $150,000, you will get the full amount. Still, there's room if you're between $150,000 and, what did I say earlier, $198,000. And the way that works is the payments will be reduced by $5 for every $100 in income above those levels. And then, of course, it entirely disappears once you exceed. So individuals who earn more than $99,000 a year, they phase out completely from the stimulus plan. And married couples earning more than $198,000 will also not be eligible for payments, as long as they have no kids as dependents. And, you know, there could be money there. And I'm not going to go into that right now, but it's basically $500 a child. So the way that works, let's say that, you know, you're above the $150,000, but you're below the $198,000. That's where the payment is reduced by $5 for every $100, you know, above those numbers. So that's the way that works out. That covers a lot of people. So chances are, you know, very good that you will be getting a check. So people who haven't filed tax returns in either 2018 or 2019 either may not receive a stimulus payment, although it's not too late to file a 2019 return right now. If you haven't filed your 2019 yet, but you did in 2018, the Treasury will use your 2018 returns to calculate your payment, okay? The quote here from the Treasury is, others who did not file either a 2018 or 2019 return would be ineligible for the payment, although they could file a 1040 now and still get a check. Non-filers might include people who were students, people on public assistance or supplemental security income, or even working people whose income fell below the standard deduction amount. Alrighty. So everyone else now, aside from these exceptions, should receive the one-time $1,200 payment or the $2,400 payment for married couples. Most likely, you will see it as a direct deposit in the bank that you have your tax return sent to, or it could be a check. One final note on this, and remember, the idea of this is to help people during this time when they probably can't work, or they have to help someone else who can't work or needs care. If you don't need that money, right? If you don't need that money, then consider this. This is a great opportunity to donate that money to an entity that is helping others who don't have the proper resources during this pandemic. So that's just a thought. Even though the check may come to you, if you don't need it and you know a local organization that does, or someone that does, then you can take that $1,200 and do whatever you want with it, including helping someone else. So I think most people have a pretty good feel for that, for what I just talked about. I think this next thing, though, at least through my informal research, has shown that a lot of folks don't understand this next thing I'm going to talk about as well. And I think it's really important because a lot of folks listening to this podcast may be eligible for this. And that is the economic injury, disaster loans, and loan advance via the SBA. Okay. And that's the Small Business Administration. Here's what SBA has to say about this. I'm going to go ahead and just read this off their webpage. Their webpage, by the way, is sba.gov. make sure you go to sba.gov and not sba.com. Completely different things, all right? So here's what they say at sba.gov. In response to the coronavirus pandemic, small business owners in all U.S. states, Washington, D.C., and territories are eligible to apply for an economic injury disaster loan advance of up to $10,000. The SBA's Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program provides small businesses with working capital loans of up to $2 million that can provide vital economic support to small businesses to help overcome the temporary loss of revenue they are experiencing. The loan advance will provide economic relief to the businesses that are currently experiencing a temporary loss of revenue. Funds will be made available within 3 days of a successful application. That's fast. And the loan advance will not have to be repaid. So even though they're calling it a loan, they're saying that this loan won't have to be repaid. Now, for most people in our category, and that's small or individual businesses, the amount's going to be $10,000. So you can complete and submit your application online, and I have the link there in the show notes. There are four parts to this application. Now, they said, when I read their documentation, to allow up to 2 hours to complete it. I don't think it takes nearly that long. I think it's more, for most people, like 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes investment, a small investment to really help, you know, your business. There are four major components to this, and I just want to cover them really quickly so that if you're interested in this or you think you're eligible for this, you know what you're in for, so you can be prepared when you go online, you know, to take care of it. So the first section is disclosures. So here, you know, you click a button for the kind of business you have, such as sole proprietorship, less than 500 employees, you know, that kind of thing. And then you also confirm that your business is not engaged in any illegal activity, gambling, lobbying, and things like that. So, you know, they're just trying to qualify you right there. And that's what happens in the disclosures section. It doesn't take long to go through it. And basically you check boxes, no, I'm not doing this, no, I'm not doing this, no, I'm not doing this, that kind of thing, all right? That moves you over to the next screen, the second screen, which is business information. Now, in business information, you know, you fill out fields with your business name, your contact information, your gross revenues, also, you know, the cost of goods. So you might want to have those numbers handy before you start on this, both your gross revenues and your cost of goods, the date you established your business, the activity type, you know, what is your business, what do you do? And I think for a lot of us, we'll fall into miscellaneous services. That seems most appropriate for people who are photographers, writers, graphic artists, you know, those sort of folks, okay? Which are, you know, basically the people listening to the show. All right, so you go through the business information section. And again, it's not too bad. I think the main thing there is just really understanding your gross revenues and your cost of goods. And then the third screen, you get to business owner information. And again, chances are very good that you're the business owner on this sort of thing. You'll feel a little bit like you're kind of filling out the second screen again in most cases, because, you know, they want, you know, your name, your information, and your relationship to the business, aka the owner, right? So you go through and you just sort of fill all of that out again. And then the fourth screen is some additional information. There's a few more items there. Again, it doesn't take too long to fill all of that out. Now, once you complete those four screens, you know, you're presented with a summary of your application, and you get to go over it and, you know, review it carefully before you submit it. Make sure that your information is correct. You know, make sure your social or your business ID number is correct. You know, all that kind of stuff. All those details, the email that they can contact you, your phone number, all those things are very important that you have those spot on, so that if this thing does move forward, you know, they can get a hold of you. You also will need, by the way, as you're preparing to do this, you're going to need your bank account number and you're also going to need the routing number. Okay, you're going to need both of those. So the bank, the account number, and the routing number, have those ready to go, because the way that this comes is through direct deposit, if indeed you are granted the loan. So once you complete all that and check all those details and make sure you have them right, then you hit the submit button. After you hit the submit button, you'll be presented with another screen, and it has a confirmation number on there. At this point, make sure you either write that confirmation number down, print out that screen, or make a PDF of it. And the reason why I say that is that you won't receive an email confirmation that you submitted it with any sort of summary. That's it. You hit the submit button, you get this number, and that's what you hang on to until you hear from them at whatever time you will hear from them. And then I don't know if you're going to hear from them yes or no, or if you only hear from them yes. You know, all that remains to be seen. I'll be able to report more on that next week. But for right now, just make sure that you hang on to your confirmation number, and, you know, that will be it. Okay, so you save that. Also on the SBA website, there's information and links for bridge loans and debt relief and things like that. So if you're a business owner with employees, you may want to investigate, you know, those as well. So again, I really encourage folks that are eligible for this to go over there and to apply, because again, the thinking is, right, if you have employees or contractors and there's a way that you can continue to provide some work for them and these funds help you do that, then that's a good thing. If these funds help you keep your business on life support while we get through the next few months, so that once things settle down again, you can fire back up and your business is back in business, that's a good thing. These are all good things. What we don't want to have happen is, you know, through April and through May, to lose otherwise great businesses and people who are very talented just because, you know, they hit the rocks and they couldn't recover from it. So this money is designed to help keep us going through this tough time. If you think you're eligible, go over to sba.gov, take a look at what they say there. If you think you're eligible, go ahead and apply. And I'm going to hope that it works out well for you and that you can keep, you know, your gig going through this rough time. My final thoughts on all of this, and I know this was like kind of, you know, a chunky segment here with lots of numbers and step one, step two, step three, but it's important stuff because, you know, we're in a situation right now, you know, where we want to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. This is the time that you want to get your support systems in place if you haven't done so already. Like in terms of supplies, you know, you want to get what you need, but you definitely don't want to hoard. Let's just keep a smooth flow to the supply chain. You know, let's look out for others. Let's be ready for everything. But above all, stay safe, because by maintaining your well-being, you'll be less of a burden on our already overtaxed healthcare system, and you'll be in a better position to help others. And I think that's the big thing right now, which is helping others. Helping others by providing information. Let's say that you're not a small business owner, but now you know about, you know, these business loans that are available through SBA. Well, then you may know someone that could benefit from this. You may know someone that has a business that you want to stay in business. And you say, look, I learned about this. Go to sba.gov. Take a look at it. Maybe this can help you get through the next month or two. So we want to use this information that we have, you know, to help other people. And we want to be in good, you know, health and good position ourselves to help other people. That's how we're going to get through this thing with as little damage as possible. I'm crossing my fingers right now that you're in good shape as you listen to this and that you're getting ready for the month ahead. Clarification on the free Portfolio Box Pro 4 subscription for TDS listeners. Okay, so during the last two episodes, I was talking about the benefits of Portfolio Box 4, which I think are terrific. And then I talked about an offer for a free year of Portfolio Box Pro, which was a real thing. But thanks to the help of some of our listeners, I have to clarify this free offer because I was missing an important piece of information that I didn't realize at the time, but our listeners helped me with that. And by the way, we have great listeners in our audience in so many different ways. All right, so here's the way that it works. If you don't already have a Portfolio Box account, you can get a free year by going to portfoliobox.net and using the special offer code that I've read the last 2 weeks, which is 15SAMDPTBL81M5. Okay, and that's in the show notes. You don't have to memorize it. And you will receive your 100% discount on a Portfolio Box Pro account for the first 12 months. All right, that part I got right. But here's the clarification that this offer is for new users only. It's like if you don't already have a Portfolio Box account, or if you're doing Portfolio Box 3, the free account, you can't go there, use this code, and get Portfolio Box 4 for Pro. This is only for new users, and that was like the missing element. Okay, so if you have an existing Portfolio Box account, this offer does not apply. However, you know, when I was talking to Portfolio Box about this, I was going, I feel really bad that we had this miscommunication and that I got this wrong. And they go, okay, how about this? So I have good news for the existing users. All you have to do is contact them via email, and they will offer you a substantial discount to upgrade to a Pro account. I want to let them handle it, but I'll tell you, it is a very good discount. It is a very good discount. So all you have to do is write Ainsley, and that's Ainsley, at portfoliobox.net, and tell her that you're a TDS listener. Tell her that you're, you know, using a free account right now and you want to upgrade to a Pro account, and that a discount may be available for you. And I think she will take great care of you. Alrighty. So I apologize for leaving out that one bit of information. If you are someone who hasn't used Portfolio Box before, this is a great offer to get a year of Pro for free. Okay. If you're already using it, go ahead and write Ainsley if you want to upgrade to the Pro account, and she will give you a great discount. All of that being said, again, more detailed stuff. Like, this is like the detailed podcast, right? Egads. Oh my gosh. Life is detailed sometimes. All of that being said, that this Portfolio Box 4 upgrade is terrific. You know, it allows you to add sections to your pages, elements to your sections, edit margins, padding and position, animations, the client proofing gallery, which I just absolutely love, improvements to e-commerce, you can preview your site before publishing, all these good things in Portfolio Box 4. Either way, if you're an existing user or if you haven't used it before, I hope you take a look at it. I love the service and I appreciate that they put together these special offers for our listeners. All right, I want to touch on workshops for just a minute. And at the moment, I will tell you, I don't have a lot to say about them, only because everything is so much up in the air, okay? Our next scheduled workshop is the Humboldt Redwoods. That is scheduled for May 12 through 14. What my plan is with that is to wait another week or so. And then I'm going to, I'm in contact with our host site there, the Riverwalk, the Redwood Riverwalk Hotel. And we're just going to kind of gauge how things are going in general. The thing I will tell you, however, if you are signed up for that workshop and you're not comfortable coming, if we do indeed do it, I will work with you to make sure that you're taken care of. Do not worry about your investment. Do not worry about any commitments that you have made to that workshop. We will work it out. I will make sure that, you know, you're taken care of, because these are unusual times and these are unusual circumstances. So I hope to be able to talk more about this in the coming weeks. But for now, if you're signed up for Humboldt Redwoods, then let's just sit tight and let's see what happens, okay? And just trust that I will take good care of you regardless of what we end up doing. Personally, I hope I get to go up there. I mean, I could use a few days in the Redwoods right now. It just sounds so very good. But we have to wait and see how things pan out, you know, just overall for everyone here. It's way too early to make that decision quite yet. In terms of Lassen in July, in the Eastern Sierra in October, again, you know, we're hoping that we can go through with both of those or crossing our fingers. I will keep everyone posted on that is signed up for those. And just like I said with the folks for Humboldt, you know, I'll make sure that, you know, we do the right thing by everyone the best that we can, okay? So let's just cross our fingers that, you know, overall, our entire community, that we get a few breaks here and that we're able to navigate the next month or two, and then we'll take it from there. Writing. I have a little bit of Virtual Camera Club news. I want to start out with our Patreon members. Just a big thanks to all of them, you know, that are supporting this show, this podcast. Never has it been more important, and never have I appreciated your support more. If you're interested in becoming an Inner Circle member, it's really easy. Just go to any page on the Digital Story, thedigitalstory.com, and click on the Patreon tile there. That will take you over to our page. You can look around. You can see what's going on. If you feel like it, you can, you know, join our Inner Circle and help support the show. The show is important to all of us for many reasons, and our Inner Circle members are the ones that are really putting a stake in the ground and saying, we want this to continue. I want to mention that on both LinkedIn Learning and on lynda.com, I have a new training title for Capture One Pro 20. This is a terrific application. This is an application I like a lot, and especially if you're a Fujifilm shooter, a Sony shooter, Olympus, except for EM1 Mark III, which I'm sure we'll get those raw profiles soon from them. This is a terrific application. I really like it a lot. I love using it. And I have an excellent training available to you. If you wanted to learn Capture One Pro, now is a great time to do it for a lot of photographers. You can download a 30-day free trial. Then you can check out my training on both lynda.com or LinkedIn. I actually wrote an article, and I'll put that article in the show notes that says, okay, if you want to learn Capture One Pro, here's the easiest way to do it. And I just take you through the steps. I have all the links, all that good stuff. I like this latest training that went up, and hopefully you will too. And like I said, even if you decide not to use Capture One Pro 20 and stick with whatever you're using, at least now you have a chance to look at it and see what you think. And then that way you're basing your decision on actual experience and, you know, not just, well, I don't know if it's right for me or not. Right. Okay. And then also a big thanks to our friends at Red River Paper. Another thing that's not a bad thing to do right now, if you haven't had time to get to it in the past, is actually print some of your work. Print some of your work. I mean, if you are a photographer who's not able to go out in the field right now, you're a little bit tired of watching television, you've done all the online training you can handle for the moment, and you need something physical, a little change of pace, I suggest firing up the printer, go to Red River Paper, and learn on how to do this and make some art. I mean, what a great way to, you know, end the day by holding a print that you made that you're really proud of, that's really beautiful, and you go, this is my work, and I did it from start to finish. So Red River Paper, they have a tile on all the pages of the Digital Story, and they have a great Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. Again, a great time to embrace printing. All right, that's going to do it for me this week. I hope you found some information in the show useful. I'm working on stuff for next week. Stay safe. Come back and join me next week. And let's get through April together. Okay, bye-bye now.